bienvenida al Congreso Virtual para Mujeres Resiliente 2021. Te invitamos a prepararte para un mensaje especial directo del corazón de Dios para tu vida.
I'm so happy to be with you at this Women's Congress. I love Guatemala. I love the people of Guatemala. I've enjoyed every trip I've made there, and I thank God for being asked to be a part of this Congress and the subject being resilience. What a timely subject. If there is one thing, we all Christians in every nation need to be walking in at this time, it is resilience. And so I will be doing three sessions, on resilience. And I will be sharing with you some of my past knowledge of that and some of the things the Lord's been teaching me in the last few years. But before we start, I want to pray. Father, I thank you for the medium that we're able to communicate with through the video. And Father, that we can be on two different continents and still communicate. Father, I thank you for modern technology. Father, I thank you for everyone that's taken the time to stop what they were doing and come and listen to a message. And Father, I ask you to show your presence, that you are God of time and of space, and that you can do miracles, signs, and wonders, even as we are on different continents, because you're God of the whole earth. That as we come to you today, I want to pray that your kingdom come, your will is done with these messages. I want to pray for everyone listening to the message, that they will be touched, that they'll be loved, they'll feel your love, that they'll be directed, and that they'll be comforted. Father, we take you at your word. You said the Holy Spirit comforts and guides. And I believe that you have comforted me so many times and guided me. And I ask you now that this Congress would be so helpful to people. They would be strengthened, they would be healed, and they would be directed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As we talk about resilience, you know, what is resilience? And for us to have the capacity to stay the course during difficulties, to continue walking in where we need to walk with the Lord, regardless of what's going on around us. It's very hard when what's going on around us has captured our heart or has broken our heart or has wounded us or has made us doubt our worth. Or, you know, there's so many things that can affect us. We say, well, we're Christians and we're strong and we can go through. We go through it because of the walking with the Lord, with His presence and His strength. Because the Lord knew life was going to be difficult. That's why He sent Jesus. He knew you and I were going to need comforting and we were going to need guidance. So He sent the Holy Spirit. He knew you and I were going to need mercy and grace. And He sent Jesus first to die for our sins, to give us the grace, all the gifts that we need to help guide us in this life, because it's difficult. And He knew it was going to be difficult. So these three sessions are going to be on resilience. How do we stay the course when the waves are very high? As when the disciples were on the boat and going across the Sea of Galilee, and water was coming in their boat, and they were getting wet. Not only wet, it says it was beginning to affect the boat. And they woke Jesus up. And Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. Well, some of you may be in a situation right now that water is coming, slapping you right in the face with a family member, with finances, with a health issue. There could be, you know, how am I going to handle this? Where do I turn for that? All these are when we need resilience. We need to be able to stand and to stay in control. Let's stop when I say that word. That's a big word. Such a big word. Control. We all have to have enough control to do things every day, to keep our lives straight, to do our work, to care for our family. We all need a certain amount of control. And if you don't have it, you won't accomplish things. However, that same virtue can, with resilience, especially talking about the topic of resilience, if we are too much in control, wanting to be too much in control, and my friend, what I want to share with you is what the Lord has shared with me, that sometimes I want to be more in control than I realize because I think I'm right. And I want to be in control because I'm right. And it's the right thing to happen is what I think. But then the Lord backs up and he backs me up and makes me start thinking about, well, Lord, am I looking at this the right way? One of the greatest things you can do for having resilience is talk to God. I had a friend of mine in Zambia, Pastor Casey. He came to Guatemala with us one time. I don't know if any of y'all remember him. He and I are still very close friends. He said something that really ministered to me not long ago over the phone. He's in Zambia. And he was talking to me and he said, you know, sometimes we're so concerned about working for the Lord that we forget that he really wants us to walk with him. And as we walk with him, he does the work. That was profound to me. Because I've spent a lot of time working for the Lord in Guatemala, as y'all know, the many, many medical trips that we've done when my husband was alive. But I want to tell you, when he said God wants us to walk with him, and as we walk with the Lord, the miracles are done. Let's pray before we go any further. Father, I'm just honored to be here, to be on this video, and I ask you to use it for your glory. I ask you to guide my mind and my thoughts for your glory. I ask you, the ladies that are listening to this, who have settled in from maybe a busy morning or a busy day, I ask that your peace would fall on them. And Lord, I ask that whatever they need for their resilience, that you would give that to them. I ask for miracles, signs, and wonders in ladies' lives as we discuss how much you want to help us handle difficulties and disappointments. Father, we thank you for being such a sure God and one that loves to bless his children. I ask you to bless this Congress. I ask you to bless every speaker. I ask you to bless the church leaders. I ask you to bless El Shaddai. Father, we love you today and we thank you for this opportunity to be with our family in Guatemala. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we just talked about control and how control can get in the way of resilience because we are so busy trying to work things out the way we think they should work out that we're just in a tither, you know. My natural inclination, as y'all all know, the ones who've heard me teach before, As you know, I'm trying to help people discover what are the things that are blocking your spiritual growth. And, you know, I'll have that woven in and out of these three messages that I'm going to do, okay? So, but there's other things besides being healed, your heart being healed. That is definitely one of them. But there's also the issue of, you know, you can be healed, but if you're never discipled, you can't stand on God's word if you don't know God's word. So that's another issue. You need your heart healed. You got to be discipled. And then that's not all. You know, we need fellowship. Because sometimes, you know, I have a prayer partner now. When I was with y'all before, and the other times I've spoken with y'all, I would pray with the people at the ministry. We had all types of prayer meetings. We read the Bible through every year. We would start reading the Bible in Genesis and read it all the way through to Revelations. I wanted every word of God to be read aloud in the building that we ministered in. And we did that every year for, I don't even know, 12, 15 years. But we need healing, we need discipleship, and we need fellowship. And now I'm not jumping over worship and praise. That's in that discipleship. When you're discipled and you're taught about the need, the word, and when you read the word, you will see too, the Lord, he wants us to praise him and love him. The Lord is like, you could think about yourself. Do you want to be loved? Do you want to be appreciated? Yes. God, we were created in his image. And we need to stop and say, God, I love you. I love you for being who you are, for caring about me, for caring about my difficulties. And you can have difficulties that you don't understand. I had one. You can have difficulties that you don't understand and God still not give you the answer you want. And you keep growing and walking with the Lord. So it boils down, you know, I said, you know, you have to have healing and you have to have discipleship. Well, let me back up. The first thing you've got to have is salvation. You got to know you're saved. Okay? You got to know you're saved. You got to have your heart healed. You got to be discipleshiped. You got to have fellowship. And I want to tell you, being in a leadership role for as long as I was, one thing that I didn't have during that time was just one personal prayer partner that I prayed with constantly, daily. For the last 4.5 years, the Lord led me and another friend of mine, Bonnie, in Georgia. She used to teach Where Was God in small groups in her home for a long time, the first book I wrote. And the Lord led us 4.5 years ago to start praying every morning over the phone out loud. We have a list of people's names we call out. We're led of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we'll pray for things we hadn't even planned on praying of. Sometimes we'll read God's word over people. We'll read God's word over ourselves. We were just reading Psalms 119 over ourselves and praying it, reading it aloud. So that's another factor in your resilience, because I'm not doing a lot of teaching now. I've done a little bit for Zambia, and I've got some more to do for them. But I'm not even concerned about it, because God, I'm so willing. I've been raising Tara, my daughter now that I adopted, is going in the 10th grade. And I've been helping with my granddaughter. I don't think God's through with me, and I'm certainly willing to go anywhere and do anything he tells me to do. I just want to be sure it's him. I want to walk with him,
more than ever. I want to please him more than ever. So anyway, so there are things, if you say to me, Kay, I want resilience, and I would ask you, are you sure of your salvation? Do you know that you know Jesus Christ? You got to know that. And then I would pray for you if you didn't. I'll pray right now for anybody sitting and listening. If there's anybody sitting and you say, I hope I'm saved. That's no. After this prayer, I want you to say, I know I'm saved. I want you to experience Jesus, his love, his eternal power that he is with you now and forevermore. I want to pray for the unsaved. I'm really trying to be led of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to do just what he says to do. So I want to pray right now for any lady listening. Father, if there's only one in the audience that is not sure of her salvation, I pray for her or any others that, Lord, they will feel an opening, a softening in their heart. And they will feel a presence. And they will say, Lord Jesus, come in. Ones that have let the Lord Jesus put their hand on the door of their heart, but they've never let him fully open it. You're going to feel Jesus opening your heart and going in. I thank you. I thank you for saving. I want to claim every person in this room. You will not walk out with 1% of doubt that you're saved, that there is a God, that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God, and his one and only Son is Jesus Christ. And he came and died for your sins so he could bless your life and love you and guide you and let you reach the destiny he has called you to reach. Father, I thank you for opening doors of hearts and for going in and for sitting down and for people feeling peace. Okay, so resilience, we have to be sure you're saved. We covered that. And then we're going to talk about after you're saved. You know, I started reading the word immediately. Well, not first few years, I didn't read it all much. But then as I grew, I started reading the word more. I remember thinking the first time I read the Bible through, gosh, I can't get through that big book. I can't do that. And then I was thinking about all the other books I'd read that were big, and I got through those. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to read it. So I read it through the first time. I read 10 chapters a day. And I would literally take a pencil and say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if I got interrupted and I opened it up and there was a 6, I knew there was 4 more chapters I had to read that day. But when I finished reading it, I can't tell you that I understood anything. I had a real knowing I'd obeyed the Lord. Then the Lord led me to order a home Bible study. I ordered it from, I ordered it from PTL. No, was it Jimmy Swagger? No, I ordered it from Jimmy Swagger. And it was 5 fill in the blanks and 5 true false. You would read 5 chapters a day, then you would answer those questions about the chapters. That was one of the best things I ever did. Opened me up. And I went through the Bible, and I was never the same after that, because I started understanding some things, and I started seeing how big God was. And I started, it was like it's out of the box. I know God is real. I know he does miracles. I know he cares for me. This is way before I went into counseling, y'all. See, I'm getting up there in age, so I've got a lot of years to talk about, okay? But God, they've all been good with God, even though things have happened. And I'll share in one of these teachings, maybe not today, but before I finished. Things happen that you don't understand. And you don't know why that happened. But I want to tell you, there's a presence of the Lord. And that's what I want for you today. The presence of the Lord will get you through a lot of things. Because then you decide, I don't have to know everything. God says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. After a while, you know that you know that you know God is real. He's with me, and I'm walking with him, and he's going to teach me. And the valuable resources of conferences and congresses, I used them. I went to them until I started teaching. I fed wherever I could get the word because I wanted the word. So God wants us to be resilient. And we're saved. And then we'll talk on the next video. I'm just going to introduce it on this one and close this one out in just a few minutes. Once we're saved, it says in Psalms that Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. Because when your heart is hurt, you are in captivity. For a while until you meet the Jesus who wants to heal the brokenhearted. We're going to talk more about that. But I guess in my walk with the Lord and all these years of mental health work and counseling and Christian ministry for 25 years, woundedness that's never been addressed, it's never been talked about. And you don't have to talk about everything. I want you to tell you don't have to talk about everything. You just want to talk about the things the Holy Spirit brings up. And he says, I want to touch that. So, you know, we can trust God to be a good counselor. It says the Holy Spirit is our counselor. So we'll be talking about that more the next time. Because you want to have the strength to not let the hurts of your past pull you back into them instead of hanging on and walking with the Lord, even if it's one step at a time. So we're going to talk about that. But let me, to honor the time limit that they gave me, let me close this out. Thank you for listening to me. We've covered salvation. And we're going to cover miracles every day because I'm expecting the Lord to do them in your life and in mine. Father, I thank you again for this Congress on resilience. I thank you, Father, that you're with us and you're walking with us and you're going to walk through us and you're going to heal brokenness and you're going to change some ideas. I give this to you as a prophecy. I feel this in my spirit. It may be like you're walking down one road and you think that's the road you're supposed to be walking down. But the Lord is saying, that's an acceptable road, but it's not the road I want you on. God is going to give some miraculous direction during this Congress. I thank you, God, for interrupting my thought and speaking to your people. Be with all of us and hold and keep us till we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you on the next teaching. This is the end of teaching number one on resilience.
Eres una mujer resiliente. Te invitamos a escuchar otros mensajes en congreso.iglesialshaddai.org.